That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot'em Down store still elated over the discovery that this Hempstead formula is good for killing potato bugs. Listen.
Yeah, if we'd have had any sense at all, we'd have known that's what it was for. We found out it killed insects, but I never once thought about nothing but moths and mosquitoes and such as that.
No, just because it turned clothes purple weren't no sign that it weren't no count. I thought that all along.
That's our ring, ain't it?
Uh-oh, yeah, I believe it was.
Well, go ahead and answer. That's all I did all day long was answer the phone.
Yeah, I get it. Hello, Jot'em Down Store. Edgerton Peabody Potato Bug Company.
Don't be calling it a potato bug company, Abner. It sounds like we're selling potato bugs.
Just a minute. Harlow.
It's the Edgerton Peabody Chemicals Company.
Oh. Hello. I'll have to start over. This is Edgerton Peabody Chemical Company.
Manufacturers of the Hempstead Formula.
Manufacturers of the Hempstead Formula.
That's the time.
That blame it, Lum, hash up till I get done here.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Start over, Abner.
This is Abner Peabody talking. No, that blame well, that's right. Who is this? Oh, how are you, Miss Phillip? Oh, well, good. Yes, Mom, we just found out what it was for yesterday. Oh, my, yes, knocked some potato bugs right flat on their back. Uh-huh. Dollar a bottle. Yes, Mom. Well, it's not so high when you see the good it'll do. Yes, Mom. How big a patch is it? Uh-huh. Just a minute. How much of that stuff would it take to spray a quarter of an acre of potatoes, Mom?
Oh, one bottle ought to do it, I'd say, old fan. Explain to her that she can mix it with water and make a full gallon out of it.
Oh, yeah. Hello? Why, Lum says one bottle ought to do it. You see, you mix it with a gallon of water and it'll go further that away. Lum figured that out. Oh, yeah, it's plenty strong. Well, we ain't got none on hand right now, but I'll put your name down on the want list. Them that's wanting it, you know. Well, Lum's waiting now to go into the county seat with Dick Huddleston to get some more stuff to make it out of, or to have it late this afternoon for you. Yes, Mom. All right, we'll send it over just as quick as we get it ready. All right, Mrs. Phillip. Thank you. Goodbye. Oh, but you better get on in the county seat and get that stuff, Mom. That's 11 bottles that we've got waiting now.
Well, I can't go till Dick Huddleston comes by with the car. I ain't going to walk in there.
Well, I'm just afraid we're going to miss some sales.
Yeah, we ain't going to miss no sales there. Either got to get it from us or not get it at all.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that, yeah.
Of course that's right. We don't have to miss no sales. We can go right ahead and take orders for it. Dick said he'd be by just quick as he sorted up the mail down there.
Yeah, wait a minute. No. Cedric thought it was Dick there first.
Now, where's he been all morning? He weren't even here when I come down.
Well, he's been out taking orders for that formula, demonstrating it.
Good for him.
No telling how much of it he sold by now.
Yeah, I wish we had the money. I'd just get that stuff by the barrel. All them ingredients we need to mix in the formula.
Oh.
Save running backwards and forwards to the county seats a dog much.
Yeah.
See, right now, this stuff's going to sell.
Yeah, how'd you make out, Cedric?
Oh, I done fine. Done awful good.
Everybody seemed to like it, huh?
Oh, yes, Mom. Appeared to be awful well pleased with it.
Well?
It'll sure knock them potato bugs a-kicking, I'll say that for it.
Yeah.
Oh, my, yeah. Knock the living daylights out of them. That was a good idea you had, Cedric, going around demonstrating it that way. Proud to see you taking such an interest in the business. Me and Abner might make a junior partner out of you one of these days if you show the right altitude.
Gosh, it'd be mighty fine, all right.
Here, Cedric, give me a list of the names that you sold it to, and I'll put them down here with these others I got.
Well, I ain't exactly sold none yet, for sure.
Ain't sold none?
No, Mom, I can't understand it. They all appeared to like it fine, but they wouldn't buy none. Said they never needed it.
Never needed it?
They had potato bugs in their garden, didn't they?
Yes, Mom, they did have, but they ain't got none now. I cleaned them gardens out to where you couldn't find one nowhere.
Well, I don't see why they never bought none if you showed them how to do the work.
Wait a minute. How much of the potato patch did you spray when you done that demonstrating?
Oh, I sprayed it all. I done a good job while I was at it.
That's fine, Cedric.
Fine. Fine, nothing. No wonder they never wanted to buy none. You done sprayed their garden for them. Got shut all the potato bugs. Natural, they don't need it now.
Huh?
You're too good a demonstrator, Cedric. How many places have you been to?
Two. Luke Spears and Walt Bates. That's all I had time for.
Well, good. This is one time I'm glad you're as slow as you are. From now on, just spray one vine.
Oh, yeah, I see now. Yeah, if I'd known you was going to spray that much, Cedric, I'd have sent you over to my place and let you work on our potato patch.
Well, you already knowed it worked, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right, I did. That's right.
Anyways, I believe you've given me a good idea, though, Cedric. Lots of folks' potatoes need spraying, and they're either too lazy or ain't got time to do it. I believe we could just hire you out at so much hour to spray the patch for them, and us furnish the formula.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Long.
Or be able to get anyway 50 cents an hour for you.
Yeah, slow as Cedric is, while we can make some good money
on that. Now, just a minute. I never bought no interest in the formula.
Why, of course you never. Me and Lom owned that by ourselves.
No, you bought an interest in the Jot'em Down store, Cedric.
Yeah.
You own $25 worth of stock in it.
That's right.
That's what I thought. But you fellas wants me to spend all my time working for the chemicals company.
Well, you ain't complaining about that, Cedric.
Well, no, Mom, but I ought to be getting something out of it, looks to me like. I ain't getting nothing out of the store here.
Yeah, that's right, Abner. Cedric's got a point there.
He has, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
We'll make you an officer in the chemicals company, too, Cedric. Make you the field representative.
Field representative?
Yeah, you can go out in the fields and spray the potatoes.
Well, that don't sound like no big office to me.
Well, how would you like to be branch manager of the company?
Well, now, that sounds a heap better.
Yeah, that's
all right. You can be branch manager. Your job is to spray the branches of the potato plant.
Yeah, that's a good job, Cedric.
And you can be the head of the research department, too. Search for places where they're needing their formula.
Well, here, Lon, you're giving Cedric all the offices in the company.
Oh, well, don't worry. I ain't going to take them.
Huh.
I'd rather stay here in the store and let you fellas look after the potato bug business yourselves.
But we've got to have somebody to do the demonstrating, Cedric.
Well, why don't you fellas do it, then?
Well, I ain't talked to Abner about it. I don't know where he'd want to do that or not. Natural, I couldn't do it. Wouldn't look right for the president of the company to be going around the folks' houses spraying potato bugs.
The president?
Well, yeah, president.
When did you get to be that?
Well, I just, that's right, we ain't had no election yet, have we?
Not that I know of. I've been waiting for that meeting myself, for I had another feller in mind I thought would make an uncommonly good president.
Well, you wouldn't know nothing about running a chemicals company, Abner.
How did you know who I was talking about?
I just had a notion. What I had in mind to do when I got to be president is to appoint you to the highest office in the company.
I thought president was the highest.
Not in a chemicals company. Or this one, anyway.
Oh.
You know who you are?
Why, sure.
I mean in the company.
Oh, no. Who?
Dr. Abner Peabody. With a lot of DDTs and stuff like that behind.
DDs?
Yeah, like Doc Miller. His name's Doc Miller, M.D.
Oh.
You're Dr. Peabody with about half the alphabet strung out behind your name. Head chemist.
Chemist? What are they?
Well, you're sort of a scientific.
Well, good for me.
You'll have full and complete charge of the laboratory.
Yes, sir. No, you don't. I thought there was a catch in it. I'll be the president and let you do the cleaning up, Long.
Well, if you fellas going to have an argument, why don't you let me be the president?
For goodness sakes, another one wanting to be president. I tell you what, let's do.
What?
I'll think of a number, and the one of us that comes closest to it can be president. And we'll all guess at it.
No, you don't. No.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I catched on to that. You might change the number on us. We're all three going to guess at it. You just write it down on a hunk of paper to where none of us can't see it. Make it fair.
Well, no, that wouldn't. Wait a minute. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Sure. Hand me that piece of paper there.
Yes, sir, boy. You can't put nothing like that over on me, kid. I've been here just a little bit too long.
There you are. I'll fold it right over so none of us can't see it.
That's embarrassing there.
Now, I'll give you fellas a little hint. The number is twixt 1 and 100.
Good, good.
Go ahead. Now, I'll let you fellas guess first.
Well, you go ahead, Cedric. You guess.
Oh, 54.
All right. 54 for Cedric. You guess now, Edmund.
6.
Huh?
6.
16 for...
I said 6, Ron.
Oh, well, that's such a little old number, though.
I don't care. That's what I'm guessing.
Did you see what number I put down there?
No, sir, I never seen it.
Somebody's doing some cheating around here. That ain't going to work. I can see that right now. Can't two of us be president. That's the number I was going to get.
Well, let's see what number you put down there.
Wait a minute. I see Dick Huddleston driving up out there now. We'll have to have the election some other time. I'll see about it when I get back from the county seat.
Well, that was a tight squeeze, Lum, but somehow I have a feeling that you will win that election.